This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you're having a good day. It's time for our contemplation of the week. It's Tune In Tuesday today, so we are going to tune in and contemplate a specific topic. Now, we set an intention this week focused around bravery and courage.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
So today, I want to take a little bit of time for us to explore the other side of that, which is fear. Now, we all experience fear at different levels and in different ways in our own lives. And I want to take a little bit of time right now just to get closer to and really identify something you are scared of right now. Something you are fearing right now, something you are worrying about, something that's giving you anxiety, something you're scared of. And yes, you can see where your mind takes you. Your mind might take you to a phobia or a thing that you know you're scared of. Maybe you're scared of heights or scared of snakes or something like that. But I would like to go a little bit deeper and look into an area of your life where you are holding yourself back because you're scared of something. Or a relationship where you're holding something back because you're scared of something. Or a leap you want to take that you're not taking because you're scared of what might happen. So just take a moment right now. You can close your eyes if you want. On this topic of fear, notice what stirs inside of you right away. For me, just talking about what I'm scared of honestly makes me a little bit uneasy. We don't like to dwell on our fears. Oftentimes, I feel like we like to pretend that our fears aren't really there. We ignore them. We shove them aside. But it's a good thing to get really clear on what our fears actually are. Because sometimes we have these very valid fears around things that we actually should be fearing. Things where, or moments where fear actually is there to keep us safe. Like a fear of heights might be an absolutely reasonable fear for you to have if you're walking next to a really giant ledge or a cliff or something like that, right? We fear things to keep us safe. But then there is that other kind of fear, which is the fear I want to get a little bit closer to right now, which is the fear that maybe isn't 100% reasonable all the time, right? So an example of that is, as a parent, it's totally normal to worry about the safety of your child, right? To fear something happening to your child once in a while. That's just part of parenting. That's what it is. But to lie awake at night, all night long, going through all the different worst case scenarios of all the terrible things that might happen to your child, even though they're sound asleep in the room next door, right? That's when fear goes from something reasonable to something unreasonable, or something that actually might be holding us back or wreaking havoc on our lives. So when you bring your awareness right now to the thing that scares you, right? The thing that you fear, the thing that you worry about, notice right away or see if you can identify, is this a reasonable fear or is it an unreasonable fear? Is it a fear you can live with? Or is it a fear that's actually causing issues in your life? Is it a fear that's keeping you safe? Or is it a fear that is holding you back? notice for a moment where your awareness just went. What is this fear? What is it around? What area of your life? How did that fear get there? Did you wake up one morning and there it was? Or is that fear a result of something that's come your way in the past? Is that fear a result of trauma or past pain? Or is that fear a result of you leading a stressful life, maybe not having enough space to ground into the body? Or is that fear something that you feel like you can't really identify? Where did it come from? There's no right or wrong answers to this contemplation right now, okay? There's no way to get to a wrong place. It's just you inquiring a little bit deeper into yourself and your own patterns of thinking and of behavior, right? So lingering there a little bit on this area of fear, this thing that scares you or worries you in your life. For me, whenever I do this contemplation, my mind immediately goes to parenting. It goes to fear that I feel around the well-being of my daughter and how, for me, this fear actually has been very cyclical. I go through cycles of feeling like I can live with that fear. It's manageable. And I have had cycles in my life where it was completely unmanageable, where it kept me up at night and really was making it hard for me to enjoy my life because that's how big that fear was. And actually identifying what that fear is doesn't mean we have to go do some sweeping big thing about that thing, other than talking about it, other than getting clear on the fact that this fear is actually there, other than maybe journaling about it, maybe bringing it to our therapist, just starting to dissect this fear a little bit so we don't keep it tucked away in some corner of our hearts. Everything that we hide in the dark just grows, right? We let this fear, whether it's reasonable or unreasonable, we let it out to breathe, right? We look at it a little bit, maybe examine it from different angles, talking about it, writing about it, sharing about it, and thinking about it with some curiosity can be so, so, so helpful. So as you go deeper into your own fears today, if you want to journal on this, and then absolutely use this journaling prompt to share and talk about this with a friend or a loved one, it's going to serve you so well. It's going to do you so much good. So our journaling prompt for today is: the thing that scares me the most right now is. The thing that scares me the most right now is. The thing that scares me the most right now is. Open up a brand new page in your notebook, write that down, and then see where that train of thought takes you. And see if you can go a little bit deeper into the physical, visceral experience of journaling. So journaling without thinking so much about what you're writing down. Just going to that place of examining this thing that scares you and write about it. Write and write and write and write and see where that brings you. And if maybe you can touch on something that feels a little bit vulnerable that you can bring into a sharing session with someone that you trust. So let's not just contemplate our fears today. Let's not just write about our fears today. Let's actually open up and talk about our fears today. It's going to do us all some good. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice. I hope it serves you. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.